This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Melissa Melton.
Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of Tuesday's U.S. presidential election, began preparations today to take over the U.S. government when he's inaugurated January 20th. He's expected to reverse some key policies of President Donald Trump. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, say on a website they just launched that they will first focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the resulting economic recession, systemic racism, and climate change. Sorry about that. On the website, they declared, "We stand together as one America. We will rise stronger than we were before." Aides say Biden plans for the United States to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from both of those organizations. Biden plans to repeal the ban on almost all travel from some Muslim-majority countries and to reinstate the program that allows people to brought illegally inside the United States as children to remain in the country. During the campaign, Biden also said he plans to rejoin the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons development. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee have filed several lawsuits, including one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person election day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot elections being disregarded. The legal challenge centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona election lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers in completing Election Day ballots in one county. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.